longer.
It's been
longer. My understanding is, correct me if I'm wrong, Tammy, this is, no, it shouldn't hold anything up because we're pretty much last on the list to get the upgrades anyways.
Yeah. We are. It would be a new contract date, so that would be, you know, today's the last of the contract date on this one, but they would have to do a new contract date. So
the only reason I'm in the letter that we have from our representation, there's still concerns. It says he approves it to form but offers no opinion regarding the terms of the agreement.
Mm-hmm. And that's what bothered me, was that statement.
Mm-hmm. And I know we've had issues in the past with terms of the agreement.
Okay.
On other services that were supposed to be provided that weren't.
Sure.
So if we can wait a week, I mean, that way we can kind of validate exactly what, is that right with you?
Okay. Well, that's up to you.
I just feel more comfortable.
Okay, so you tell me which exact portion you want clarified so I can make sure that happens.
We'll probably have Frank get with you.
Okay.
Or you can, do you care if she has a copy of that? It's our opinion, so we have to be careful on what we do with it. Because once we give it out, then it's public to everybody. So we'll just have to figure it. We'll get with
okay.
it.
Perfectly fine.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
University of Missouri Extension update.
Start with upcoming workshops, I guess, for myself. And I do want to let you all know, I think you know anyway, I am retiring. And so October 13th will be my last working day. I basically have regular classes scheduled up until that time. So the Skill Up classes that I'm doing now are with the program for SNAP recipients where If they apply and are admitted to the program, it will pay for a certification training for them, the total cost of the certification, some travel, some clothing, some child care. So it's a really, really great program for SNAP recipients. So I will continue doing those this month and next month. The Missouri Training Institute training that I have been doing for, along with Amy Patillo, who is our community development specialist for the National Ensign Company. We did one lunch and learn last Friday. We have two more scheduled for them, and I believe, and Amy will continue to work with them and other businesses to provide that training as well. Announcements, I want to point out that tomorrow, August 15th, we have a Master Gardener's Brown Bag Lunch Gardening Workshop, which is the Dirty Dozen and Clean 15. So, talking about which fruits and vegetables I believe are going to be the best with the least chemicals. It will be at noon in the backyard of our office, where they normally have them. And let me go ahead and go through the others, and then I'm going to let Willa and Sandra do their own reports today. So if you want to flip over to Barb Becks, Barb, as always, has been really, really busy. She's been at CAM in both Forsyth and Branson, at the Salvation Army, at the Senior Center, the Taney County Food Stamp Office. On all of those, doing poster displays. She has handouts and recipes. She's done lessons as well at the CAM Food Pantry. She's been at the Branson Landing with a table at the Farmers Market since that's been opened. And then upcoming, she has nutrition lessons starting with Salvation Army. The farmers market will continue. And, of course, school will begin pretty quickly here for her, where she teaches at a lot of the area schools, as you know. For Will Knuckles, who is our agronomy graduate assistant, let me start with the Ozark Empire Fair. He has pulled and submitted samples for College of the Ozarks, hay samples for them to go to the fair. I will let Willa talk a little bit about what he's doing with her at the Boys and Girls Clubs. And then upcoming, he is working on planning for the fall Taney County Forage Tour and the Cattlemen's Group Fall Bull Soundness Clinic. He also works with some different committees, the Taney County Soil and Water, Spring Forage Conference Planning Committee, and the Taney County Cattlemen's Committee. And then the last report this time is for Dr. Amy Patillo. And Amy she's doing a lot of different things in Taney County as well. She's working with the Farm to School Project planning with the Taney County Health Department. And then also the MTI training that I talked about earlier. So any questions on those before I hand this over to Willa?
I don't have any.
Okay. And I do want to let you all know, too, that Willa will be taking over as CPD September 1st. So she'll do a great job.
Thank you. So this summer, we just wrapped up last week the Summer Boys and Girls Club camps, I guess you would say, that we did, or clubs that we did. And it was the first time, and Will Knuckles, our agronomy intern, helped me out. We went over to Forsyth, and we did two groups, and we did two groups at Branson. I've worked with Boys and Girls Clubs before, and I do have to say that over here in the Ozarks, they're great Boys and Girls Clubs. They emphatically wanted to catch us before we left and say, can you continue this program as we go forward? And they do know, and they found out even more so that 4-H, we're the bridge to higher education, to future careers. They said that we're all about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. In Forsyth, we did a junior master gardener club. So they had a garden. We said, let's teach them about gardening, about biology, and the kids had a lot of fun, but I was also surprised at the end of it, the kids just on their own said, I want to be a scientist. And they started talking about colleges, too. And these were, you know, 7-8-year-old kids. And then over at Branson, we actually were doing aerospace, kind of my wheelhouse a lot. And we did drones and airplanes. And we really want to continue that as well. So I just have to sit down, write out the curriculum and how often I can fit that into the schedule. Will not be able to help me throughout the year, but that's kind of the interdisciplinary that we've worked with a lot with Mizzou, is trying to get our agronomy person over. He really helped with Junior Master Gardener. He helped with drones. We've talked about the SOAR model, where we did safety, operation, application, and research. And the kids are like, yeah, what are the applications of drones? What are the research that we can do with it? So as you can see, some of the pictures of the Junior Master Gardener program that we did with the kids there, where we made insects, we harvested things from the garden. They tried some new foods. They made ice cream in a bag, and they just learned the science from it. So we had a fun time. Now it's a busy time again. Barb and I are both doing these back-to-school bashes today. I'll be at Cedar Ridge and Hollister, and I think I probably have 6 or 7 more this week that we'll all be going to, and Will is helping out as well. We're just getting any able-bodied person that we can to pass things out, and really it's all hands on board, and thank you very much for supporting 4-H and helping out these kids.
I see on your tonight, the Night Attacker at Hollister, what exactly will you do there?
So what we do is just any community organizations set up a booth, and so we'll set up a booth, but I like to have a hands-on educational thing at the booth as well. So I remember 1 year I did straw rockets. Last year I did the makey-makey where we did coding and circuitry boards. This year it's been kind of fun. I did a wildlife track ID. So if you'll see my desk right now, this weekend I came up and I have a lot of like bear tracks and raccoon tracks that I made. And also scat, which, kids kind of are really fascinated by my big bear scat and stuff on the table. But we teach wildlife at ID, and we have a new volunteer who's certified in wildlife ID. So we teach that as well. But also I go to the other organizations like the Boy Scouts, and I really want them to know that I've taught at merit badge universities, that, you know, 4-H is here to help them too, and the Girl Scouts, and any church youth groups, any of the school teachers. I want the school teachers to know that, you know, 4-H is not just a club. We do school enrichment. We can have a club in your school. We can have a combined club with Boy Scouts if you wanted to, or we can just come in and do a program, because our end goal is to make sure that these kids have the tools and the skills for their future career or to go into higher education.
I may be mistaken. Is that where that the children there at Hollister will be getting their backpacks?
They will get some backpacks there, I think. A lot of these open houses are where they're finding out where their classrooms are at and where who their teachers are. So I did Branson Back to School Bash. That was a big backpack sort of deal. And I did the ones over in Reed Springs. Of course, Forsyth had one. So I do think Hollister, they have a backpack one. Yeah. The rest of the ones in the local open houses, they're strictly come in, meet your teachers, walk to the classrooms and see it. So most of the backpack giveaways are done.
Yeah. I guess on the sheet, I had the opportunity to meet with or provide 30 counseling sessions to new and existing clients. They are all very appreciative of having the resource down here in Taney County. And then on the upcoming business development programs, I've identified and expanded on some of those, especially for the financial management and then the social media marketing. I'm trying to finalize dates and should have those on next month's report. Any questions?
Thank you all very much
yes,
for your support.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you, ladies. Thank you. Jail intercom system upgrade discussion.
Morning, Commission. The sheriff asked me to participate in this first phase of this process, so I'll say my piece and then let him say his regarding an issue with the jail intercom system and a vendor of choice who has submitted a quote for rather extensive repair. I was called by the sheriff, and he's here with us this morning, and also our maintenance supervisor had requested my involvement to the tune of verifying the current status of this particular vendor, Argyle Incorporated. And it has come to pass that this particular vendor has been declared as our sole source provider for all jail software needs. I've reviewed the previous declarations of sole source, as well as a contract and letters from Mr. Cotty that verify that this particular vendor has proprietary software in place at the jail. He had installed it initially when the jail was first constructed, and has actually on two separate occasions we've reviewed him. We've advertised for alternative vendors in the past, And on each occasion, the commission at that time declared this vendor as the sole provider for maintenance, including jail doors, intercom systems, and other things.